AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It is a Monday morning. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with the staff and management of the City of Bartlesville and Interim City Manager Mike Bailey. And to start me off, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing today?
It's a rainy day in the neighborhood, but we could use the rainfall.
That's exactly right. We'll take the rain. We'll take the cool temperatures, won't we?
Exactly. Yeah, I can't remember the last time that I think we've had this pleasant a first few days of summer, you know?
We will definitely take it. Last year, it seemed like we had a pretty mild summer, which I assume meant that we would pay for it double this year.
Yeah, I think. And last year, we got our rainfall early, where this year it's more, maybe I'd like to see a little more rain earlier.
That's right. It has been a little bit of a strange year. And of course, as most people who use MJ Lee Lake or use the dog park or use anything in that area have noticed, the lake is still down. Mm-hmm. It had a leak, a little leak.
that would account for a lower level.
That would account for the lower level. We do have the leak fixed. The lake is holding water.
How do you repair a leak in a lake?
With
a lake leak.
Clay and concrete and, and riprap and a whole lot of other stuff. So,
okay. Yeah.
But we got it nice and stabilized. But unfortunately, the drainage area on that lake is not very large. It just not very much of an area around it drains into the lake. So, despite the rainfall that we've had, the lake level's still down. Now, what we've done over the last, last few weeks, we've been working on it. If it seems like I'm talking to somebody over my shoulder, I am. It's the city engineers here, and so I keep looking at him to make sure I'm not screwing up, which is normal.
Engineers have a strange way of measuring screw-ups.
That's right. They're really odd about specifics for some reason. I don't know what it is.
I don't understand that, but at least they're not actuaries. So
That's right. We'll let that. We're just going to leave that one right there. We're going to leave it where you left it.
Well, there's a difference between accountants and actuaries.
This is true.
One of them has a personality. I'm not sure about the other. Our water source lakes, both Hudson and Hula and Copan, all are in good shape.
They're in really good shape. In fact, I think both Hula and Copan are actually above the 100% level.
Yes, so, I believe you're cool.
We're in really good shape, and we had Terry in here last time, the water utilities director, and he talked about some of the different water source management practices that has been implemented over the last couple of years that have helped to maintain those lake levels. So we're using a lot more water from the river. The reality is the water in the river was going past us every day regardless. So Terry has made a conscious choice to utilize that so that we're not having to utilize the water out of the lakes. And that should help us to extend their life. We've got some other projects on the horizon that will help with water supply. But of course, Lee Lake is not a water supply lake, but it is important to the citizens in our community, and we want to maintain that. So we actually set up a pump system for anybody that notices there's some construction fence down there and mm-hmm. obviously some construction equipment. We've got a pump system set up that crosses over the path, and we are, I believe Micah just did a double check on this, and as of 5 o'clock this morning, we've been pumping water out of Turkey Creek into the lake. So we'll hopefully, with the rain that we've gotten, Turkey Creek tends to run dry fast, but mm-hmm. we'll, as long as there's water in it, we're going to be pumping it over into the lake. So we're hoping for some good results.
Over the weekend, we have received something, your backyard rain gauge may vary, but officially about 1.3 inches of rainfall, so that helps a little bit.
And with the drainage basin that feeds Lee Lake, it will have risen about 1.3 inches.
Yeah.
it just doesn't collect much water. So the good news is once we get it full, it stays full, assuming that we don't have any other leaks. So
we did get some storm damage over the past couple of weeks.
We did. Thankfully, it looks like we skipped most of it this week, Charlie. I was just kind of asking around to see if anybody had heard of anything. I know some of the surrounding communities and down south had gotten some pretty significant storm damage, but ours was last week, I believe. We mm-hmm. we got a pretty significant storm with some the microburst, and in the southwest area of Bartlesville was pretty hard hit. Just about anything south of, I would say, 14th Street, and just about anything west of south 14th and west of Cherokee or Hillcrest mm-hmm. received some pretty significant storm damage. We opened up a free dump site to the public, so anyone who could get their materials out there, we would take that from them for free. That site's now closed. It was open a little over a week, I do believe. Mm-hmm. We still have our curbside pickup going on. We're making one lap through everywhere that was storm damaged. I know that we've done quite a bit, but we anticipate that that will not be wrapped up until the end of the week. One thing I would tell the citizens is that we are automatically going through the areas where we had a lot of storm damage. If you are not in one of those areas and you might be the only one on your block, then we may not know that you have that issue. So please call out to the city. Trying to think of the number out at Keith's, but you can always call Elaine at 338-4282. Elaine is the catch-all. She always gets everybody where they need to be. So feel free to call in at City Hall, and she'll get you in touch with them. That way we can make sure that we have you on the list. If you've called, we've got you on the list. We're still making the rounds, and like I said, it would probably be towards the end of the week before we wrap that up. But we want to make sure that we give everybody a chance to get that collected before we wrap up our efforts. We understand that it's very difficult to get a tree or two removed.
It may not be a city issue, but I will remind folks that have political signs out in front of their home that the election is tomorrow, and after the election, regardless of whether your candidate, I guess if your candidate is not going on in a runoff, then those signs need to come down.
A very short period of time. I believe that law allows for 2 or 3 days for something those signs like that, to be removed. It's an interesting thing. There's a little bit different rules for political signs than there are for a lot of other types of signs. They are allowed to be put in the right of way, however, only with the property owner's permission. So that is the same. You can only put it where you have property owner's permission. So if it's right of way that is adjacent to city property, obviously the city will not give a candidate permission to post signs. So there should be no signs in those areas, but you will see them along 75. And I know we get some complaints with people saying that there shouldn't be signs in the right of way, but the reality is if they had the property owner's permission, that's the one exception to that rule.
Yep. Meetings continue to gather information for what is affectionately known and generically known as the Tower Green Project.
That's right. That's been the working title for that for quite a while. They had a public input session at the community center that was very well attended. They did a great job getting that publicized. I had a couple of people ask me, that they were not aware that it was happening. Of course, it's on the City of Bartlesville's website. It's on the city beat. We've advertised on the radio, the newspaper. Done everything we could to get the word out. And there was probably 100 people or so that attended the last one. Had a great discussion. They'll be doing that some more. There's even been some discussion amongst the group that they would like to do some public input sessions for specific portions of the project. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to narrow it down and just talk about the sound and lighting for the performance venue and things of that nature. So there's plenty more opportunities. In addition to that, any of the meetings of the design committee are open to the public. So anyone is able to attend that at any time. So and the public, there's always a segment of for the public to speak at those meetings.
And all of the city's boards, commissions, committees are listed on the city's website with their meeting schedule, and as per requirements, the agendas are posted at the appropriate time.
Yes, sir. And part of that is if you have an interest in a committee, you can notify us, and we will put you on a distribution list so that you automatically receive notifications of those. So that's just yet another way to actually have the information about the things you're interested in pushed out to you. It's going well. There's still a long way to go. I think the goal was to have something in the fall, likely October, November. There will be at least a sketch design ready. Obviously, there's a lot more to that than once you actually go into construction documents, and then even more before you go into taking that out to bid and having it built. So it certainly will not be built this calendar year, but great progress is being made on that project.
Yeah. City's going to be closed one day next week.
We are, 4th of July, which unfortunately falls on Wednesday of this week. That's the worst day to have a holiday.
I don't know, if I were a city employee, I'd get to work a two-day work week and then take a day off and then work a two-day work week unless I can find a reason to take vacation.
two two-day work weeks next week, Charlie. Yeah.
That's the way we used to do it a lot before the Monday holiday law came around.
Yeah. Yeah, just most holidays are actually bumped back to Monday now, with the exception, of course, of Independence Day. We want to celebrate it on the day that it occurred. So, And Charlie, tonight we have a council meeting. Of course, it's Monday. This is not our normal night for a council meeting, but and there was, you know, some. I got a couple of questions as to why we were having it tonight instead of last week when we normally would have.
In case there were financial documents that need to be approved prior to the end of the fiscal year.
That was part of it. The major reason is the negotiations have concluded with the firefighters union and the police union.
I have noted that in our advanced story of upcoming attractions for the city council meeting tonight. That it seems to. I think I can say it. Good news.
It is great news, and the reason for the lateness of the meeting was the Fraternal Order of Police couldn't meet until the 20th, so we wanted to have all of those contracts ready, and it is great news, Charlie. This both of these are multi-year agreements, and I will tell you that the city administration is very happy with these contracts, and I believe that the unions and the officers and the firefighters are also very happy with these contracts. So we're in a good place. That frankly, we've struggled the last few years to get some of these done.
So. Have the organizations already ratified their side of the agreement?
They have. In fact, both of theirs are signed. So now it's really just up to the city council, and the biggest item, Charlie, is that as you know. Union contracts always include step plans. I say always. Typically will include a step plan. The city of Bartlesville step plan.
No such thing as always or never.
But right. Somewhere in between. Mostly, I suppose.
Sometimes always.
Sometimes. Mostly sometimes. So they, our step plan has always, and I do believe always is the correct term on this one, included a 5% step for the employees. As the employees and most everyone is aware of, it's very difficult for a city, especially when you're not experiencing great economic growth. It's very difficult to meet that on an annual basis. So the new contracts, for the first time, and Chief, correct me if I'm wrong here, for the first time in the history of our contracts, have a 2.5% step plan instead of a 5%.
Yeah, I don't believe we've ever had a 2.5. We gave some half steps in the
we
past,
have and those always created messes that we had to unravel in later years. So this is a new, definitely a new day. So now we have a 2.5% step plan, which is much easier for the city to meet, and provides some level of increase for those who performed well every year.
And I believe this is probably, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody I'm not, a good news for the employees, because a lot of their retirement things are based on that permanent step or value or something.
That, you're exactly right. The feedback that we had gotten from them is that one of the most important things in their contract is a step increase. So rather than continuing to argue over that every year, we were able to put in a smaller step increase and guarantee it at least for the next 2 years. So again, it was a good thing. They were able to get what they wanted, and the city was able to get what they needed. So it's rare when those two meet, but when they do, it makes all of us happy.
So. Let's see. I know you brought a call along a couple of the spokespersons for a reason.
I did. I've got the fire chief here with me that you just heard from a minute ago. And, of course, next week, as you mentioned, Charlie, not only are we closed on the 4th of July, but there is a little bit of celebration that tends to go on sometime around then.
So. Thanks to the Chinese.
That's very true. Strangely enough, we celebrate our independence with a Chinese invention. Yeah. I think that's strangely appropriate for some reason. I don't know why. But brought the chief with me so that he could talk a little bit about safety and tips and what's allowed and what's not allowed. And just a hint. They're not allowed in city limits. I stole your thunder, Chief. I'm sorry. I skipped right to the end.
Actually, it's a good reminder, but it's not new news. So.
Not news.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Mike mentioned, it's we don't allow fireworks inside the city, whether you're lighting them or selling them.
Other than a public display.
Other than public display, and those type of companies, they're licensed through the state fire marshal's office, and they have to provide me with a lot of info, the shoot site and the stuff they're going to be shooting, and it's there's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through to make that work.
If there was an MSDS on fireworks, they'd probably have to give you that too.
Yes. And like I said, they're not allowed in the city limits. And if you're going to shoot fireworks, see if you can find a place outside of the city that maybe, you know, you can get permission from a landowner or something to shoot.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, and, you know, I just got a short list of tips here that we'll run through. You know, first one is to, like I say, always obey the local laws regarding fireworks. You don't want to have your holiday ruined by one of our officers showing up and providing you with a citation for doing something you shouldn't have been doing.
I thought citations were a good thing. Oh, no.
Never. Well, Bailey likes them, but I don't know. We don't like to do that.
Militarily, they tend to accompany an award, you know.
Just, yeah. Yeah. You know, always if you're going to shoot them, you know, make sure it's the supervised adults are supervising, and you know, never give fireworks to children to just go light on their own. I mean, we need to have somebody supervising that. Always light them one at a time. I know everybody likes to light the big balls of 2,000 firecrackers, but those can be dangerous, so we don't recommend you do that.
Under your best friend's window at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, there you go, something like that.
Sounds like you and I could have been friends.
stories I heard from my dad about his, at the time, best friend who later became my sixth grade teacher. Yeah.
Your sixth grade teacher appreciated having all those stories in school, too.
Yeah, well, he's passed away, so I can tell the story now.
There you go.
And obviously, you know, don't light fireworks inside. You know, they're an outdoor, something should be done outside. So, you know, although I know there probably are some that you can, the little poppers and stuff, party poppers, but the fireworks are meant to be done outside. You always have a bucket of water or a garden hose or something handy. So if you have a problem, you can, you know, maybe get it taken care of. Don't, if you have a dud firework, don't ever try to relight one of those. We recommend that you know, let them set for 15-20 minutes and then dispose all your burnt fireworks into a bucket of water or something before you put them in the trash, because you never know. You know, some of that stuff, I know everybody's tore apart one of those fountains and there's just layer after layer after layer after layer of some type of paper.
Yeah,
so you know, they could be smoldering and you not realize it, you know. So we always recommend we soak them down, usually get a bucket of water and just drop them in it, you know. And you know, but the main thing I can't stress enough, adults to supervise their kids when they're playing with sparklers, fireworks, and sparklers, they burn extremely hot. And if you get one of them on your skin, it's going to create a really serious burn. So you need to really be careful with them and make sure you take all the precautions that you need. And if you go out in the county to light fireworks, please clean your mess up, you know, because, you know, that's a... I lived in the county for years, you know, and I got the pleasure of cleaning a lot of people's messes up after the fact.
You got the pleasure of cleaning up after them.
So
huh?
if you do that, you know, make sure you have permission to do that, and you know, be a good citizen and pick your mess up before you leave. Don't leave it for somebody else.
Might not get permission next year.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, if there's a burn ban, then no fireworks allowed, and I don't believe that'll be the case this year. Any indications?
I don't see any. Right now, I don't know of any burn bans close to our area at all, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. Everything's pretty green right now. This rain surely helped.
Surely helped get us there.
I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. So, yeah, just be careful and clean your mess up and watch your kids so they don't get a hand burn or something.
Watch your kids.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, what if you have 5 kids and only 2 adults?
Oh.
Terry Lawrence is going to have problems.
Mike has only got 4, so
I mean,
they just have to split theirs 2 and 2. Yeah.
And something else I'd mention right quick, too. You know, if you have pets, it's never a good idea to bring your pets to a fireworks display.
No.
I mean, and if you, you know, if keep your pets in the house if you can. In an interior room or somewhere, so the fireworks really scare a lot of dogs. Make sure you got tags on them with your name and address in case they do get away, in case they get scared and get away from you, so they can be returned.
If you have a history of your pet having a problem with fireworks, maybe consult a vet this week and get the appropriate medication that will help them through that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a very, very traumatic for many animals, mine included.
I have not timed out the doggone bulletin board this morning, but I'll guarantee you on the 5th and 6th of July, it will be about 3 times that long.
A lot of missing animals during that period of time, huh, Charlie? Well, we appreciate that, Chief. Thank you. We've also got Micah Seemers, the engineering director, here with us. And last time we were on, Charlie, we talked about the city's budget in general. But one of the things that we didn't discuss in detail was the capital budget. And that I've got Micah here with me today. Thought we would give a rundown on that. Talk about some of the projects that were the new projects that were approved by council. Also wanted to talk a little bit about timelines, Charlie. I know that typically in the worlds we live in, we operate on relatively short timelines. When we talk about capital projects, the timelines can get extended a little bit. We can spend 6 months to 12 months in design, and then of course we could spend another 3 months getting a bid. So from the time we approve a project, it could be, Micah, is it too much to say that it could be 18 to 24 months before completion?
And that's not unusual. It's not unusual, depending on the size of the project, scope of the project. Yes, smaller projects we can expect to see them quicker. But yes, like you said, this Tower Green project, some of these larger projects, Price Fields, the third phase of that, it's going to be a very large project. A lot of effort goes into design and planning, coordinating all that up front before you ever see construction. So I think we've actually got a couple of projects that were on the half-cent sales tax extension. It was, again, voters approved in 2013. And it's a seven-year extension, so just the very nature of it being 7 years.
It's true.
Some of those projects don't even come online for 7 years. So
from the time you cast your vote, and of course they're voting 6 months to a year in advance of the tax even starting.
Correct.
It very easily could be 10 years from the time they cast their vote until they actually see the project completed.
When you put it that way, it's kind of pressing.
It goes out there away. So,
love government efficiency.
we grind away a little bit at a time, Charlie.
What's the phrase? All due deliberate speed.
Yeah, that's right.
Very deliberate.
This is true. And so even some of those projects we have actually broken into phases of design versus construction too. So yes, it does. It drags out at times. Let's you want to just dive into some of the newer projects we got here.
Let's talk about what's coming up this year.
Okay. First off, kind of talk about the 2018 GeoBond. Those are the most recent probably on people's minds. We do have a pumper truck for $610,000. Chief was excited about that when we were talking about that this morning. They'll probably get that out actually for bids here pretty quick, try to get that ordered.
I've been working on the specs on it. Well, we should be ready here in the next few weeks to get that on the agenda to get it put out for bid.
That'd be good.
In fact, he's very interested in that. He kind of nodded off over there, Charlie. I saw him. He was catching himself, and then Micah mentioned a fire truck. Suddenly, he was grabbing for the mic.
This is true. The other projects that you'll actually kind of see, some, we do have a server refresh project for $300,000. Some HVAC work at the library. So these are some of the things you may not really see that are happening, but they
very
are
important.
Very important.
The operations.
Be going on in the background. The things that you will actually start seeing things on are things like Price Fields, Phase 3. We mentioned that. We have $3.6 million for that project. We actually have requests for qualifications out now. Actually, the funds are not available, but this doesn't require funds to do that.
And that'll be for the design
specialist, engineering
and architecture.
Engineering, architecture, design on that project. So hopefully we'll get somebody selected, again, talking time frames, get somebody selected, later this summer, start design early this fall, most likely, and hopefully have plans done and ready to go next spring. And then we'll have to figure out a phasing to absolutely kill the baseball and softball people. So
try to do as little disruption as possible. But
that's
correct. There will most definitely be disruption on a project of this size.
This is true. But on that project, I could see construction likely starting most likely probably after next ball season. So when we're talking, we just wrapped up now. So you're talking a year probably before construction, most likely.
So between the spring and fall seasons
that's
of
correct.
2019,
yeah. And so there is a possibility of maybe phasing that in a way that we could start some work possibly next summer or spring before the season, while the season's ongoing. There's some items, some buildings and things
road
that we could possibly
buildings.
Do, some parking lots, but kind of a moving target right now on that. Then again, we've got $1.75 million for the Tower Green project. As you're mentioning, we should have something hopefully schematic at least by this fall, hopefully. We're actually trying to coordinate that project with the carryover project we have from Half Cent, which is the East Downtown Drainage Project. We've got $2.2 million for that. It's under design currently. Should have designs completed hopefully in December. The consultant is working diligently on that. So we'll try to coordinate those two projects as they do cover some of the same areas. But again, you'll likely see construction going out on that, I would say, probably more like next spring, probably on Tower Green, things of that nature. So We've got some fencing at the kiddie park. We're actually working on that as we speak. Shelley has been chipping away at a site plan for that. We've been having some meetings with the kiddie park folks and parks department to try to do some planning on that. So likely we'll see something happening on that this fall.
And of course, the kiddie park is a gem of our community.
It is.
It is not owned by the city of Bartlesville. We own the land that it sits on.
Right.
But this is a way to partner with them to make some improvements. Again, it's a fantastic operation, but the outside it's not had any improvement done in many years. So this will be a nice little brush up on the outside of the kiddie park.
Be a good refresh. We're also going to try to take care of some safety things that are there at the entrance, as far as the parking, the way traffic flows through there, way Pathfinder goes through there. So we'll actually be looking at using some Pathfinder funds and some other funds possibly to do a larger scale project to kind of clean that area up. We've got $350,000 for the skate park, new skate park. We're actually working with the consultant on that as we speak. Funds, again, aren't available yet.
Right.
But fortunately, we're getting some, local guy, Ryan Crane.
Pro bono design from Ryan.
Exactly.
And Ambler Architects. That's another great.
So we're working on that. And then we've got a handful of other projects. Another largest project that you'd see in there is going to be the downtown streets project. $2 million for that. We'll start design on that here shortly as well. And likely you'll see, again, probably construction on that next spring, most likely.
And this will be, we're basically going in and doing a complete new surface on those roads, correct?
This is true. We'll do a mill. We'll mill off 2 inches, asphalt overlay, restripe everything essentially between Hensley and Adams and between Cherokee and Keeler. So that'll be redoing everything downtown.
It'll be a fantastic project. It is going to involve some inconvenience for those who use the downtown area.
It will be.
We beg for your forgiveness in advance because
this is true.
It's going to take some time.
This is true. And I've got a whole slew of other projects here. Charlie's telling me I don't really have much time. We have a whole handful of street projects that we're actually on last fiscal year. We've actually got those designed. They're either out for bid, have been bid, or we're actually going to have pre-construction meetings on those. You'll see construction go on those later this summer and fall. Okay. Again,
got about a minute if you want to run down through some of those.
Okay, we've got Price Road. We'll be finishing up design on that in August. Tuxedo will be going to construction here, I believe, July 9th. It's going to be the start date on that from Madison to the Caney River. Asphalt overlay. We've got Johnstone concrete rehab between 14th and 17th, which we've already bid out, received bids on. We've got Sooner Park, Willow, and Arbor, and Fleetwood, which are concrete streets, all packaged into one project. We actually are going to award that tonight, so we'll go to construction likely in the next couple months on that. And then we've got Mountain Road rehab that we'll actually bid open on July 16th. That's an asphalt project. You'll see that probably in construction in the next couple months as well. So we've been trying to work diligently to get those wrapped up. So we can go through the whole slew of other projects.
Of the new ones that are coming up.
So we've got a whole handful of street projects on that as well. So
we've got a lot coming up in the next 12 months.
The best distance between the 82 points will be under construction.
we're doing our best, Charlie.
We're trying.
City Council meeting tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. We hope to see everybody there.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KW.